On our morning show today from WRCO, we have in the studio with us Jessica Brown, who is event coordinator at the AD German Warehouse, and also Barb Marshall, president, and Jane Kins, vice president of the AD German Warehouse Conservancy. Lots to talk about. Jessica, we'll start with you. It sounds like it's going to be a busy spring at the warehouse.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of great events coming up. The first one that we have, we'll have Jane talk about the art. Friday we have, and then on Saturday we have the mother-daughter tea party, which is something new we're trying this year.
Tell us about that a little bit. Do people have to pre-register for it?
Yeah, so Eventbrite has our tickets. You do have to buy a ticket. Chances are you can get one at the door still. Then the event is 4 to 6 and then 6:30 to 8:30. We're doing two different slots this year.
Two different ones. Is there a limit? Do you have a number in mind?
We're doing 40 tickets per session, so.
Great. And you're getting the word out there and get a little food involved and some tea and some conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. Getting all of our food items from Christie's Sunnyside, so it'd be great items there.
Well, good. Tell us a little bit about what you do, your event planning and things like that.
Yeah, so I'm new to my role. So this is one of the first larger events that I'm hosting on my own with a lot of great help from the board. They're really great and supportive. So my job is to get the word out about our event space. We're looking forward to hosting weddings, graduation parties, lots of different things for the community.
Right. And it seems like it's growing. You're making more space all the time. Is that the case?
Yeah, we are. Absolutely. They're doing lots of restructuring and remodeling on the floors above. So
changes. If people haven't been there for a while, it's probably a good time to visit, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. We have live music every Friday night, so great time to step in and be able to see what the warehouse is doing.
What are the times on Friday night when you're open for music, generally?
3:30, usually when the lounge opens, and we're usually there until 9. We've been doing a lot of different food items. A couple new things we're trying now are doing food trucks on Fridays, so it'd be nice for people to come out and try that.
Great. And you have a special event Friday night. Is that the case?
This Friday, there's Art in the Warehouse. It's an artist opening reception featuring Susan Davison. And Jane will touch on that and all the details soon.
Good. Well, good morning, Jane. How are you?
I'm fine, Phil. Thank you.
Good to have you in here. So,
well,
yeah,
thanks.
You're excited about, you've got a whole floor, it sounds like, right?
Oh, yeah. It's fabulous. The third floor of the AD German Warehouse, well, all the floors are 4,000 square feet. So we have kind of taken over the third floor as an art workshop space. We've procured some fabulous furniture donations for the space. We have all kinds of easels and tables, and I mean, I could go on and on, but just the space is perfect for doing art workshops. We've talked about maybe if somebody would like to rent a little space in that area for their own studio, possibility of that, just not quite there yet in the planning. But would you like to know about our workshops coming up?
I would. I'm not very artistic, so I don't know whether I'll sign up, but tell the folks what you're planning.
Well, see, you sign up for things like that because, number one, they're fun and you can talk.
Yes, I can. I can do that.
You can talk during the class without getting yelled at. And then you learn skills, you know, and who knows, you might like some of this stuff and use it in your retirement whenever, you know, in the next 30 years
or
so.
Hopefully. You know, we talked about that in this program this week about how, especially as we get older, we need to do some things that challenge our brain a little bit, don't we?
Oh, for sure. This would challenge you, Phil.
So, you know, okay. Growing up and you knew all about the 80 German Warehouse and whatnot, but, you know, getting back in there for the first time, it had to be exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah. The only time I was really in there before the Glanzers had it was with my dad when I was a kid, and we went there to pick up the high school rodeo poles and barrels.
Oh,
they were stored there. Yeah,
interesting.
And so I'm looking all around, you know. My dad's telling me about Frank Lloyd Wright, and yeah, otherwise I hadn't been in until the Glanzers opened.
So the third floor is something new.
Yes.
Isn't it? I mean,
yep.
not new because the building's always been there, but in terms of usage, right?
Yes, this year it's new. So I'll tell you about our workshops. On the trail weekend that Barb is going to tell you more about, we have Squatchadelic Dyes, and that is Graham Greening. He is a tie-dye artist, and we thought that would be fun to have outside back on the dock and out in the lot, because it's going to be messy and it's going to be a lot of fun. So you can come and he will have all the supplies and you can create your own t-shirt and take it home for only adults, only $25. And that day is May 16th. And on May 17th, it's adults with kids. So if you would like your kid to come, the shirt is a little less expensive, but you need to be there with your child, you know.
That's a groovy event, right?
It's very groovy. Yeah. We're into the 70s. And they're just 1 hour workshops. And so, and it'll be a nice day, I'm sure, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Has tie-dye made a comeback?
Oh, it never left.
It never left, okay.
Yeah, it never left. Then on June 7th, we have C.J. Gilbert. She is a resident of Cazenovia, graduated from RCHS. And she is doing an Infinite Possibilities workshop from 9 until 4 o'clock that day. And she's quite intuitive. And she's an animal communicator, too. She's a very interesting woman, very knowledgeable about these kind of things. And she is going to guide you to be like a deliberate creator of your own life and using visual techniques and to take action towards your goals that will help you do that. So also on June 28th, Kevin Ewing, who I believe he graduated from Richland Center. I think they moved here when he was about a sophomore or so. Anyway, he lives in Minnesota now. He's David Ewing's brother. So obviously they have an artistic family. And he does beautiful wood carvings. And he's going to do a relief carving workshop with some basswood. And so he has fabulous tools and he will really teach you how to make a really cool relief for yourself and your home. And then on August 22nd and 23rd, we have the quite well-known Rick Ross, who is a cold wax artist. I've taken a couple of his classes, and they're fabulous. He's a wonderful teacher, and it's a really cool medium that I'd never had and taken in high school. I mean, there was no exposure to it in high school or college, and I just love to keep taking art classes. And he is doing a two-day workshop, August 22nd and 23rd, and it includes most items. You will need he'll have a little supply list for you, but that is $230 for the 2 days. And so far, that's it for this year. I'd like to find somebody interesting for July and then September, but then we have no heat upstairs. So that's when it'll end, is September. Next year, we have a really well-known glass bead maker, Julie Lukotis, and she will come in during trail weekend in May, and she's just excellent. So, I mean, we've got all this going on all of a sudden. I mean, we're so busy at the warehouse, and it's great. Really excited about that space. You know, it's like I never quit teaching art. I get to still arrange things. Eventbrite tickets, and if you would go to our Facebook page, AD German Warehouse Facebook page, and you can read a lot more about those workshops there and also about all of our events, you know, our Friday night music and everything.
They're all hands-on events that you've talked about.
Yes.
So you're not just going to sit there and listen to a lecture. You're going to get a chance to get your hands wet, basically.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure. I'm toying with the idea of bringing my potter's wheel to the dock and doing like one-on-one lessons with that, too. Just, you know, there's so much. I can't quit thinking of all these things. So, I don't know. Would you like to know about our featured artist series?
I think so, yes.
Well, that's good because I'm prepared for that.
Go ahead.
Our first one was this year. It was March and April with Keith Huey. He's paints with acrylics, and they were original paintings that he brought from Mineral Point, where his studio is, and put on our walls. And they're really colorful and fabulous, really interesting. His show was March and April, and so he took his show down on Monday. And on Tuesday, Susan Davison put her show up, and she does cold wax and encaustic pieces. And her opening is this Friday, May 1st, and at 4:30 she'll do a little talk about her work, and then you just mingle. We have, you know, hors d'oeuvres and beverages, and our 1921 lounge will be open. And I mean, it's just a really nice evening. The opening for Keith was wonderful, and so I'm sure Susan's will be as well. And then in July and August, we will have Rick Momarts and his sister Shelley Rowe. He makes this fabulous jewelry that's really, really unusual, with unusual kinds of things. It's hard to explain, but they're just gorgeous, and they're so unusual. Mainly, he is making pendants, and then he turns them over with metals, and then he turns them over to his sister Shelley, and she comes up with just the right kind of beads and trinkets and things for the necklace part for the pendant. People have heard of their mom, Georgia Momarts. She's a fiber artist. And his father, Ron Momarts, was a fabulous builder. Ron and Rick built my house.
Yeah, good ties to the area, right?
Oh, totally. Rick lives in Hillsboro. I'm not quite sure where Shelley lives. September and October. Oh, I'm sorry. The opening for Rick and Shelley is July 10th. September and October, we have Tom McMahon. He lives, out sort of by, not Gay's Mills, not that far, but kind of by the Aiken School area out in there.
Okay.
He was an art teacher at a university, moved here, did fine work with furniture and restoration, and he's a portrait painter that you cannot believe how good this guy is. He works in oils, I believe, and so you're going to want to be at all of these because they're really, really interesting people and really excellent work. His opening is September 11th. And to finish out the year, we have Matty Palm Lease. He works in oil and does abstracts and landscapes, but very urethral, very, very cool work. He was in administration at River Valley when I taught there for a year. I taught at River Valley High School art for a year there. And so he retired and he's doing all this art. And so he is our featured artist for November and December. And his opening is on the 6th of November. So at every one of these, there will be an artist talk at 4:30. And then we will have live music and dinner from a local restaurant. And usually something that they don't have on their menu. We like to have something a little different. We have food for meat eaters and vegetarians, both.
Wonderful. Yeah. So when you say an opening, and then is it just that day when people can go in and see the work? How long are they open?
Good question. The opening is just kind of like a little celebration where the artist is there talking and you mingle and, you know, talk with the artists and buy their work, you know. And then on the other days that we're open, the art is there. You can buy it, or you could contact me, and I can come and meet you to get a piece if you'd like, or you can come and look. The artists are generously donating 30% of their sales to the warehouse for our restoration efforts.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Got a lot of things going on. Barb Marshall is president as well of the Conservancy. We say hello to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Why are you involved, Barb? Why does this excite you?
Oh, well, it's, you know, growing up here, that building has always just been kind of a fascination, and it's been really good to be part of the whole process of getting it restored and usable for now and for the future. So, some of the things that we're working on right now, we're working with an architectural firm out of Sun Prairie called Context, and they are working on getting our plans refined and going through the State Historical Preservation Office, because as a historic building, everything has to be just right, that we're not changing things too much, from the type of ductwork we use for the heating to the color of the finishes and everything. So it's a long process, and hopefully everything gets approved, and by the end of the year we can start working on installing a passenger elevator that'll provide safe access to all the floors. Besides the elevator, there'll be a couple of new sets of stairs, interior stairs, a new entry on the back of the building that will be ADA accessible, an enclosed vestibule on the roof where the elevator would come out. So there's a lot of, besides just the elevator, there's a lot of other accessory things that go with that. So that's our first big step.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about raising money, these are the projects you're looking at in the near future then.
Right, right. That's okay. Our first phase. And then HVAC is always in there too. That's something we got to get, you know, another expensive project, but something we have to have. We're going to start on the first floor and work our way up as we can get things done. So,
yeah, and you mentioned, you know, growing up around here, for years you'd see people wandering around taking pictures on the outside, and it wasn't open. So it's
right. So
nice, because it's a jewel of the community, isn't it?
It is. It is, very much. And it's, we draw people from all over the world for tours, and it's just been really an interesting process. So one thing I want to talk about is the Frank Lloyd Wright Trail Weekend that's coming up May 15th, 16th, 17th. The trail was formed in 2017. It's basically to honor Frank Lloyd Wright and his buildings we have here in Wisconsin. It's the southern part of the state. It starts, like we like to say, it starts in Richland Center, because this is his birthplace, with the warehouse, Wyoming Valley School, Taliesin, and the Visitor Center in Spring Green, in Madison, Monona Terrace, the Unitarian Meeting House, and then in Milwaukee, the Burnham Block and Wingspread and Johnson Wax Building. So there's increased tour times at these places. Some of them don't have a lot of normal tour hours, but we're going to be open and be more accessible. As far as what we've got going at our building, we have tours on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday instead of just Sunday that weekend. We have the 1921 Lounge will be open during those times. We have on Saturday something kind of interesting is a landscape architect from Madison by the name of Aaron Williams, who does live builds of a Frank Lloyd Wright Jacob House in Legos. This is his thing. He builds
cool.
He builds buildings out of Legos, and he'll have a bunch more for display and actually some for sale, too. So that's something to kind of look forward to. And, of course, Jean's got her, you can say it, I can't say it. The workshop on tie-dye is going on that weekend, too. And I think we'll have food going along. So there's quite a bit going on.
That's the middle of May, right?
That's the middle of May, right.
Uh-huh. Awesome. So that's going on that weekend. We talked about, you know, just general tours and that kind of thing. Can you use some volunteers to help people
always,
through?
Yeah? Always. We have docents needed. We can always use more docents. And to just get a hold of us, you check our website. We've got a phone number or an email you can look up and get a hold of us. Or if you just want to volunteer, we also have someone man the our gift shop and sell tickets on Sundays. And then other times of of the year. We need just people to come in and help. If we have things we have to move, or just we have extra events going on, we just need more people. So we've got a lot of things people could do if they want to come in and give us a hand. We would appreciate it.
They come from all over the world for these tours, don't
they? Yes, they do. So it's, you get to talk to a lot of interesting people on Sundays when you're there, either giving tours or just you know, working in the gift shop. So it's
fascinating stuff. And then some people probably go to Taliesin and do that tour and then come up here, or vice versa.
Right. Yeah. So
at the same time, you know, certainly the uniqueness of the warehouse, Jane, you know, this was the only warehouse at Frank Lloyd Wright Design, wasn't it?
Yes. In the world.
In the world.
Yes. And it's just amazes me, the people that come from China and Australia. We've had groups of architecture students from Australia and Germany, and I mean, it just all over the world, like Barb said. And it's just amazing. I think growing up here, and I don't know, Jess, did you grow? No, but the three of us did. You know, it's there's the building that Frank Lloyd Wright designed, and yeah, he was an architect, but we don't realize, and I think a lot of people maybe in the county just don't realize the importance of it. And I don't mean like in an egotistical way. It just is so cool that he was born here and that we have this building. It's a great tourism draw, and people are just thrilled to get in that building. And like I said, just being from here, we don't really think about it that way. Just like the beauty of our hills, we take it for granted, you know, and somebody new comes into our area and they can't believe that we get to see this beauty every day.
Yeah, take it for granted, unfortunately, sometimes. Yes. Yeah.
Our building is kind of unique because it was kind of a blank canvas, and I think some of the other sites have, you know, you think about Wright houses and stuff, there's not much you can do with those. It's a house. But we've got something we can just create what we want or what we need, what's going to work for us, and we've got four floors and a roof we can do that with, so.
I pose the question to maybe all of you here, but if money were no object and you could design, you know, what you'd like this to be, have you thought about that, Barb?
Oh, yeah. We have all kinds of dreams and plans, you know. If we had all the money, first thing we'd probably do is complete the roof terrace. Because that's really the money space, like they say, you know, that would really bring people in, and it would be a beautiful place for a wedding reception or anything. But that's a lot of money. We'd go to the top and work our way down, probably, and just finish off all the floors, get all the plumbing and heating and all the things that you need. So
thanks a lot. Yeah. I'm sure you've thought about it, Jane.
Oh, yeah. I'd go with what Barb says, for sure. Water on all the floors, bathrooms on all the floors, and heat on all the floors. You know, those are the basics that we're trying to work toward now, which we don't have. And, yeah, I can picture that rooftop as being just fabulous and beautiful. And the view from up there is gorgeous.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. And, of course, we own the whole middle of the block. That will be a parking lot with our pavers. We have a paver program for $1,000. You can, we will have a paver engraved with your loved ones. Or, I mean, I have Gladys, the art room cat, so, you know, she was pretty famous. Anyway, and we'll use those pavers either on the sidewalk around the parking lot or some, we're not sure yet where they will go, but it's kind of endless.
Wheels are turning, it sounds like a little bit.
Yes.
So when you get the elevator installed in, Barb, there's a chance that it's going to go all the way to the roof, and
it will,
you're going to have a really nice way to get out and in up on top of the roof.
It's just currently it's the original elevator from 1921, so it's still working, but it's you pull the rope and it makes it go, so it's kind of a That's something we can take a bunch of people up in.
So, I bet. Yeah. That's amazing in itself that it still works. Yeah. Jessica, you've been listening to the conversation. Anything that you want to add today as we look on the things going on this year at the warehouse?
Yeah. So moving forward, we're really looking to help you celebrate like your special moments at the warehouse as well. Graduation photos, maybe it's a family gathering or a wedding. We actually have a wedding coming up in July, which is mine. Lots of great things. We just had a photo shoot recently of the floors of weddings and things like that as well. Hopefully those will be up on our website soon, so you can view what the space can actually look like during those. So all of our information is on the Facebook and on our website to be able to contact us. If you'd like to come and look at the space to rent for something, just reach out and your info will come to me and I'll be able to give you a tour of that.
Maybe think outside the box for something, maybe some celebration that you have in mind. I'm guessing nothing is too crazy, is it?
No, we're open to entertain your ideas of help and support what's special to you. So.
Halloween's been a special time too, hasn't it, at the warehouse?
Oh, yes, it has.
Done some things in the past?
Yeah, in the past, yeah. I wasn't able to enjoy that, but they had a Halloween rave, right, Jane? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Haunted warehouse at other years, yeah.
Yes, and it was they were great fundraisers. The last one was the rave yard, because the G fell down from the arch over, the graveyard sign. And that was Craig Woodhouse's idea. And he was spinning the discs in the elevator. And it was pretty cool. Yeah. Cole Muth did the lighting for us. And yeah.
You got kind of wild.
It was neat. Yeah.
It's kind of a ready-made place for that.
Because you weren't there.
No, I wasn't there. Yeah. It wasn't the coolest thing, but it was cool. Oh, my goodness. Well, it sounds like a lot of wheels are turning here. We'd like to have you back more on a regular basis. And I think one of the things, Barb, we talked about was if anybody has any stories, like maybe if they actually did cross paths with Frank Lloyd Wright, that'd be really cool.
Right, right. We're thinking about doing an event in early June to bring people in to talk about their remembrances of Wright or what they may have heard about him. So there's a lot of stories out there, so we'd like to hear them.
Has there ever been a movie made about his life? I mean, I'm not sure, but if there were, you guys should lobby for that and start here in Richland Center, right?
It should, yes. Yeah. I don't know that there has been specifically. Mm. I mean, there's been a lot of things produced about Wright and his buildings and stuff, but
There might be something in the works.
What about
it's a tease.
I've heard maybe rumors that there might be something, and maybe in relation to A.D. German as well is what I've heard. Mm-hmm. What about birthday? He's got a birthday coming up in June, right?
Yes.
Anything special?
His birthday is June 8th, and we're open June 7th, that Sunday. So that's when we're talking about possibly having our people come in to tell their stories.
Great.
And of course, we have to have cake.
Absolutely.
And we had a celebration some years ago, and Hank Neuenhaus dressed as Frank Lloyd Wright and just kind of wandered around and didn't talk. And he was perfect. He looked like him. He had the black cape.
I could see that.
That
would have been a good fit.
Oh, yeah, it was perfect. But so, we're just starting to percolate ideas for his birthday celebration.
Great. Well, keep us posted.
We will.
Love to promote it. Thanks for coming in today.
Okay. Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Good luck with your events. Jessica Brown joining us, Barb Marshall, and Jane Kins talking about the A.D. German Conservancy and all the events coming up here in the near future, including this weekend.